Hi, welcome to Neuroscience Leadership Hacks. I'm Dr. Claire, and I've been in CEO roles now for about 30 years. Yes, 30 years. So how do I stay at the top of my game? Well, today I'm actually going to talk to you about creating a success thought pattern. And I'm going to share with you 5 key principles. Now, these are really important principles. If you want to create a success thought pattern, then you need to apply these 5 principles to your life. I do it, and I do it every single day. No matter how difficult the circumstances are, these principles will help you in ways that you cannot imagine. So the first one is a really simple one. Let's start here. The first one is around self-talk. What are you actually saying to yourself? Are you saying, I am capable, I am able, I'm a leader, I'm going to achieve my goals? Or are you saying something else to yourself? Because I can guarantee whatever you're saying to yourself is what will manifest around you. If you don't know yourself, then no one will know you. If you don't believe in yourself, then no one will believe in you. They're 2 of my top mantras that I tell people. Number 2, second principle, is create a disciplined mind. What am I talking about? Well, a disciplined mind can filter out negative thoughts and stay focused. For example, listening to podcasts like this is a fantastic way of having a disciplined mind. So when you create a disciplined mind, you make room in your day so that your mind can be stimulated, so that your mind can be at the top of its game, so that you can challenge yourself, you can solve problems, you can basically think about things in a different way. Have a disciplined mind, even if it's grabbing a piece of paper and sitting there and thinking about a problem and coming up with a solution. Allow your mind to be disciplined. Number 3, this principle is really important. Increase your desire. How do you increase your desire? We're talking about creating a success thought pattern. How do I increase my desire? Well, I surround myself with positive people. I read positive material. I learn new things all of the time. I think about my goal and I think about attracting to me those things that are going to help me achieve my goal. I increase my desire by surrounding myself with people that are achieving the goal that I desire. You don't increase your desire by surrounding yourself with negative thoughts or people. You increase your desire by being around that which you want to achieve. And number 4, this principle is really important. Keep your voice in check. What you say is what's within you. So basically, so within, so without. That means that when you're speaking things out there to people, then that is going to create a flow of momentum. So be careful what words you choose. Words are very, very powerful. Keep your voice in check. Don't engage in gossip. Have you noticed something about really great leaders? They don't talk about gossip. They don't get caught up in the vortex of negativity. They actually get caught up in positive things, positive thoughts, positive energy, and they look for it. They're attracted to it like a magnet. So if you want to be a leader and develop these hacks, then what you've got to do is keep your voice in check. Now I'm going to go back over these 4 principles and then we're going to go to principle number 5. First principle is self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? Number 2, create a disciplined mind. Filter out negativity. Create discipline in your life for your mind. Number 3, increase your desire. Surround yourself with the people and the things that are going to help you achieve your goals. Number 4, keep your voice in check. Your voice is very powerful. What you say will manifest around you. And now, for this fantastic principle on creating a success thought pattern. We're going to talk about visualization. Visualize where you want to be. So people that visualize their life and what it looks like will achieve it. Before I go to sleep at night, I just have a mental image of where I want to be and what I want to achieve for that week. And it's fantastic. And then every time I'm in a difficult spot, I just come back to that point. And I think, wow, this is fantastic to have a mental picture that I can bring up every single time of where I want to be and what I want to achieve. Sometimes I put out these big, massive goals for everybody and they go, oh, no. And then they say to themselves, wow, she actually really believes in this. And if she really believes in this, then maybe we should believe in it too. So I'm Dr. Claire, and I'm sharing with you some principles around creating a successful thought pattern. Let's recap them once more. Number one, self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? Number two, create a disciplined mind. Filter out negative thoughts. Number three, increase your desire. Surround yourself with people that are going to help you fulfill your goals and your dreams. Number four, keep your voice in check. Remember, what you speak out is what starts to manifest around you. And number five, best principle ever, have a visualization, have a mental picture of where you want to be. I'm Dr. Claire Allen, and I hope you've really enjoyed these five principles for creating a successful thought pattern.